Joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, Mr. Robert Stanlick, Managing Partner of Rocky Mountain Wealth Partners, with, as we said, that what's next look at the 2020 economy, given everything that's happened this year. That's a big what's next. Hey, Robert.
Hey, good afternoon, Ted. Things are getting a little bit more back to normal with three or four crashes going this afternoon. We are out on the roads.
Yes, we certainly are. Colorado Springs highways and parking lots are looking much like they did about 8 weeks ago. And, you know, there's something comforting about that and annoying at the same time.
Exactly.
Well, Robert, how does that bode then for, I don't know, do you call yourself part soothsayer?
And it really is. But the one thing that the last 3 months has really brought out is we've really sped up change. We're focusing on, you know, different areas, whether it's work at home, whether it's traffic, how you order, how you bank, how you do all that stuff. We've really sped up what that progress line would be. And I actually think Colorado is sitting in a very good spot to take advantage of all this.
Do tell.
Well, let's start with one of your biggest assets, and that's your home. People would think, oh, geez, everything slowed down. And we had a drop in new applications for the month of May. But a lot of the realtor associations saying we've still got a bunch of pent-up demand. And in Colorado and Colorado Springs, we've got that huge Amazon facility is going up. We've got the new Space Command coming in. We've got the governor who is pitching very hard for Tesla to take a look at Colorado over Texas to move that California plant to Colorado. And if Silicon Valley stays true to their word and says that people can work from home from now on, we may see a pretty big mass exodus from Silicon Valley to Colorado so people can work here and be able to get into what they are perceiving as a lot better value in home prices.
Well, goodness, yeah, the saying is, you know, you can bring your California money here and it'll buy you a lot more house than you could ever get in the Silicon Valley.
Yeah, just leave some of your wacky politics in California.
Now, what about cars? Cars have played a role here as well as an indicator.
We did. We saw GM and Ford shut down auto productions. A lot of them went in to make the respirators. And this gave the manufacturers a chance to do the 0% for 84 months to help push out some of the 19 models they had. And man, for the month of April, car sales were only down 12%. So if you were like me and were looking for just huge bargains on cars at the dealerships, you were kind of sadly mistaken, because they moved a lot of cars considering we were in lockdown.
Yes, the reports coming out of the local car industry reflected the national trends.
And we just had something that is going to maybe throw a little bit of kink into this, but with Hertz filing for bankruptcy, they use their cars as collateral for the debtors on those. So we may have a lot of rental cars coming out. But by the time this thing's settled, we should see inventory way down for cars, and we'll see the manufacturing kick in and start to move up. And we may actually start to see higher prices in cars.
Well, now that's interesting, because Hertz has thousands upon thousands of cars, and they're talking about putting them on the open market at between 5% and 15% discount from new prices.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see if somebody swoops in to try and buy them out of bankruptcy. A lot of different things can happen, but you know, as of 4 months ago, Hertz was had a high credit rating in that. Everything was looking good, and then basically 2 months of not renting cars, and the rug got pulled out from under them.
So there's the what's next. We could see an impact to the car industry and higher prices manufacturing, a little lag time getting started again, and your home increasing in value once again because we're seeing money from out of state increase demand in addition to the already pent-up demand. Robert Stanlick, managing partner for Rocky Mountain Wealth Partners. Can't thank you enough for being here for a couple of minutes to give us that what's next look at the 2020 economy. We're going to have you back here on Monday at the same time, and we're going to talk some more about the markets and how that is affecting our money.
All righty.
Thank you, Robert.
Good to talk to you.
The topics discussed in this radio show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific investment advice or recommendations. The information does not represent, warrant, or imply that services, strategies, or methods of analysis offered can or will predict future results, identify market tops or bottoms, or insulate investors from losses. Opinions, estimates, forecasts, and statements of financial market trends are based on current market conditions and are subject to change without notice. Individuals should always consult their own financial or tax advisor regarding their specific financial situation before acting on any information provided. Neither Robert Stanlick nor Genios Wealth Management provide tax or legal services, security, and investment advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.